Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 105 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 13th is describe a scar from your life as the result of someone emotionally harming you. Explain the strength you gained from receiving the scar while continuing to move forward and live each day. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. I recently began reading a book called The Leadership Gap, and in it, author Lolly Daskal describes 7 different leadership archetypes and the corresponding shadows that lie on the other side of the gap in leadership. For example, I clearly identified with the first archetype, the rebel. The rebel is a self-assured, confident person who performs extraordinary acts with gentle forms of disruption. Their strength is driven by their confidence and competence. However, the rebel's leadership gap is their self-doubt. They often feel like frauds and imposters who never think they are good enough and always want to compare themselves to others. The gaps that each leadership archetype must face is usually the result of some type of scar the person received in their past. It could be a mistake they made on their own, or it could be something that someone else did to them to change their mindset and how they see the world. If our scar is something that someone else did to harm us emotionally, then we need to acknowledge and understand how it affects our story. It doesn't make what happened to us right, but our scars show that someone may have harmed us at one time. But those scars can't stop us from living in our greatness and writing our own story. One of my scars is the fact that I was fired as a high school basketball coach in my hometown. I've mentioned it before on the podcast, and sometimes I think I shouldn't talk about it, because maybe you will think I don't know what I'm talking about, or that I just want to try to make myself look good after what happened. But here's my motivation. I received messages from some of my former players about the impact I had on their lives, and I know there are teachers and coaches out there, a lot like me, who want to make a difference in the lives of young people. But they doubt whether their efforts are really making a difference and having an impact. And maybe I received my scar as part of the plan to push me into my own greatness so that I can help you learn from some of my mistakes and be the best teacher or coach you can be. And if I hide my scar too much, then that can't happen. So I don't tell you about my scar to change your opinion of me. I tell you about my scar because I know you have one too, and I want to give you the confidence that your scar can be part of your story. And your scar can help the students and athletes you work with or other people you come into contact with on a daily basis. But it can't do that if it's hidden. Now, do you need to go around flaunting your scar and telling everyone immediately about it when you meet them? No, I don't think that's the best way to do it. But you can't be afraid to show your scar when the time and situation are right, once you've established a relationship and a connection with someone. Because if we want to reach excellence, if we want to live out our full potential, then we cannot hide our scars. So how about you? What's a scar you have from your life from someone emotionally harming you? What's the strength you gain from the scar while continuing to move forward and live each day? Thanks for joining us today, and make sure that you go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H, books.com, to download our free guide, 5 Steps to Give Your Students a Better Version of You Every Day. If you're ready to start writing your own story, it will help get you moving in the right direction, so that you can use your scars to be a lighthouse to others, and you can increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.